Millennials, they get a lot of flack. People think that they don't know much.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what a cassette is.
What's a Walkman?
They don't know what a VCR does.
That's a good point. We decided to put that to the test, actually.
We are millennials. Well, two of us.
We're on the older part of the spectrum. Yes. We're the, what are they called?
The crossovers.
Yeah, you're somewhere in the middle. Yeah. I'm Gen X and proud.
Yeah.
I'm actually on the low end of Gen X because they don't quite claim me all the time. So we're sort of both in middle ground between our demographics or whatever.
Central West End had a cocktail party. It's apparently the oldest cocktail party that's ever taken place.
And let me tell you, the millennials looked like babies because they were selling cocktails in baby bottles at this event. So you saw everyone walking around drinking White Russians out of baby bottles.
Which was weird.
Very weird.
I've always thought that beer at restaurants needs to come in sippy cups.
No.
No.
That way you don't spill it.
No.
But it'd be gross. Like,
but when you spill a beer, it's the worst. You make it a little more functional. It doesn't have to be an actual kid's sippy cup. All right. So what we did is we walked around the Central West End cocktail party and asked millennials if they know what's in popular drinks. Do you think they'll know what's in a Manhattan?
Gosh. Do you guys even know what's in a Manhattan?
I have no idea.
I do because I drink them, but I'm going to say they don't know.
That seems unlikely. They might get one ingredient.
Let's see if they know.
What's in Manhattan?
No.
Vodka?
Nope.
Twist and a lemon cube, or a sugar cube?
Vodka, sugar, and a lemon cube.
I heard there was a lot of no's in there.
That sounds delicious, whatever that was.
No.
What's in a Manhattan?
It's sweet vermouth, sweet vermouth and a cherry, I think, is what it is.
With a twist?
No twist, actually. Oh. That would be an old-fashioned has a twist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, I like drinking.
Millennials are 0-for-1. Do you know if they will know the ingredients in a Tom Collins?
I don't think anybody knows the ingredients in a Tom Collins.
Brando used to be a bartender.
I know, and I used to know how to make them, but literally the only thing I know about a Tom Collins is that it has a cherry in it. And the glass that you put it in, those tall.
Yeah, but so does the Shirley Temple.
That's literally called a Tom Collins glass. So you have to put it in the tall, skinny glass.
Tell me the ingredients in a Tom Collins.
I have absolutely no clue.
All right.
it's a gin drink with sugar water and tonic or soda. And then like a lemon and a cherry.
That's right. I'm just looking it up.
Let's give them an easy one. Do you think they'll know, millennials, what is in a gin and tonic?
They're not doing well so far.
They're 0-for-2.
What do you think, Spencer?
I think that they'll get it, but it might take a minute.
Okay.
There's a lot of drinking going on. I think this is a curveball.
What's in a gin and tonic?
Tonic water and gin?
Dang it.
She came through. I mean, who orders a Tom Collins anyway, right?
Tom Collins does. I'll have a me. Thank you.